Welcome, listeners, to Lenzo's Memoirs. On this episode, I'm joining this discussion concerning Nigeria Decides 2023. We've had this uptick in violence in the country. I mean, it's not as if any political party is being blamed or anything, but for me personally, it's really not anything sensible in any ramification of the word. Just this morning, Yoruba Nation agitators carried guns and started fighting police. But please, in all this violence and all this, you know, comedy of campaigns of evil, where did Yoruba Nation rise from again that we are hearing of them in month to elections? In the Southwest. Because when you have that kind of problem in Lagos or Jota, you are having some people going to kidnap people in Edo train station. Then some senseless killings. It's not insecurity now. It's just stupidity as far as I'm concerned. Those that are gone are gone. But if it is this, you know, idea of trying to cause chaos, to spread fear, make people feel unsafe, that there's a problem when there's no problem. Because, I mean, everybody will go to the booths, polling units, to cast their votes come February next month. This year, it's going to happen. We've had IPOB, you know, being against elections. People are just saying things, terrorism financing, and the desperation of, you know, some particular people thinking Nigeria belongs to them. But while that is going on, it's just, you know, everyday life. Because you can't particularly say that it was this person or it's that person, but we all know that it's an election year. And we now have this reputation. There's this constant happening. That during the election, we are always worshipping one kind of violence or the other. Boko Haram 2015, Fulani Headsmen 2019, and stark raving mad terrorists 2023. Why? Well, who are these people lying? Why do they have that feel that you must create some kind of evil, you know, to affect or, you know, influence the election? People that have been running the rail lines peacefully for years. Itakpe Lokoja line came up, I think, 2019 or 2021 or something. It is this year that they are now kidnapping people just a month to election in Edo. In Edo, for that matter. Well, my own major concern as we are going to this, you know, election is when I hear someone like Peter Obi of a Labour Party saying the youth should not vote for APC, PDP party structures. Now, it is a well-known fact that LP has no party structure. I say this confidently because it is everybody's knowledge, because the information is out there for those that want to know how he became their presidential flag bearer. Now, based on legal terms, it doesn't even hold water. You don't just go, you hear someone in another party coming to be a spokesperson, do they really think this entire thing is a joke or a social media comedy? You are now going and you are now saying they should not vote for parties that have party structure. You see, you need to actually decide by yourself. It's a personal meeting. It's a reasoning you have to come. Do a personal meeting with yourself. Because when Obi says that, when Peter Obi says that, he shows his total lack of understanding of what life, our existence is all about, because our existence is actually based on well-grounded structure. That's why they tell you your dad, your mom, that's why they encourage you to be under them for training, do this. There must be structure to life. Now, if you now want to select a leader, there must be structure in that party. There must be structure. The PDP are having G5 governors right now because they are fighting the party structure. Now, someone that is now in a party that has no structure, there is nothing like semblance of structure. The legality of some of the things Peter Obi is even doing is appalling. How can you carry another candidate from another party to come and be the spokesman for another party in a national presidential election? I mean, look, when some of you that are educated, when you discuss some of these things, I laugh. What is the value of your going to school? We are in a country where a professor was saying that Buhari was Jubri of Sudan, based on one Tout Nnamdi Kanu saying it. You read real human being that investment has been done by the country to give them cheap education. What nonsense is this now? There's no structure. You see, someone that is looking for a spokesperson that goes to another party, how is he going to pick a transport minister? How is he going to pick a finance minister? How is he going to pick anything? Look, what is annoying me the most is the fact that Jonathan has happened to us. Now, I have no beef because former president Goodluck Jonathan is actually the hero they call him for the fact that he handed over peacefully. He handed over peacefully. I heard from Grapevine here before the election that he had said that if he loses, he will hand it over. Because Okojie Awela said one thing. He said he did not have the political will to do those things he wanted to do. The records are there. Arms called Tasuki, they shared the money. Nobody is denying it now. These cases are in court. What do you think governance is about? Some of you that open your mouth, what do you think it is about? Do you think it's about you being in a safe Lagos and saying that they are killing themselves in Anambra and Buhari that is in Abuja is irresponsible? Is that governance to you? That once you cannot eat, once you want to eat caviar, you cannot have it. Buhari is irresponsible. As in, was Buhari present when your mama they meet your papa ni, abi your papa they meet your mama to conceive you or any one of us? Omo, once they burn you, once you are given birth to, Omo, and you have awareness, Omo, hustle. It is very dangerous for someone that has no party structure to start to tell you, and you hear people actually saying he has idea. What nonsense idea? There's nothing successful about Peter Obi. That's the problem. He has not been or handled or executed a project that is $1 billion in his life. If he has, then I'm wrong, but show me. Sanwo-Olu has completed a $1.5 billion project, Lekki Deep Seaport. He's about to commence a $2.5 billion/$3 billion project, Fort Milan Bridge. They have selected the fourth bidder, the preferred bidder. What are we now talking about? We are talking money, he's talking nonsense. They are spending billions, he's talking shishi. Then his VP starts to cry on television that they are talking about his family. Do they even have the faintest idea the competition they are in? Do they know the enormity of what they are contesting? Do they know the value? You see, it's a value proposition, it's a value analysis. Because he speaks without, you know, sensible metrics. He will just tell you like China. China is practicing more like a socialist governance, where it's more or less dictatorship, censorship. And he keeps saying it confidently, which is actually an example of how ignorant. That is the only word. It must be ignorance. Because for you to get the job done, there's a process. The process in a democracy is totally different. As in, I don't understand. Does it even think you will not start saying like Bangladesh? Like, where are you calling? What are they practicing there? What are we practicing in Nigeria? If you don't understand what is happening, how can you even discuss it, talk less of leading it? They said their power. He says he will go to Egypt in 3 days. I mean, are you people with all your education speaking on behalf of him? There's nothing. He said he is always saving money. He saved money for Anambra. Which account did he put the money? Because what is in the news is that Soludo is looking for 250 billion naira annually for infrastructure for Anambra State, where he governed. So basically, where are you picking all this, you know, fallacies from? I don't wish his family to be insulted or to be, you know, harassed. No. But you see, you must know that the work, when you contest for public office, you are putting yourself in public space. It takes grace and a lot of maturity. Buhari that is there, they've called him clueless. What have they not called him? Did someone not just say his wife ate Nigerian money and is going fat? So how many cries do they think they are going to cry? Because at the end of the day, really, it's just baby, she's childish, is nonsensical. I mean, is it now a drama competition that you're now telling me Nollywood is now going on is now contesting election? These things don't make sense, please. And please, for Peter Obi to even start to reason, and that is really what is annoying me. Despite the continued violence in the Southeast, he has not said a word. He has not condemned ESN. He has not sat down to meet with any of the elders to try and forge a way forward. Yet, he knows all the solutions to Nigerian problems. Come, who is fooling who? Because some people that I even know, that I respect, you know, when they utter these things out, he has idea, he has no pedigree. First of all, start with pedigree. Experience is totally not non-existent. So, please, I am saying this because, look, who do anyhow go see anyhow? Because after Buhari won in 2015, that was when Kanuna realized that the Igbos wanted to leave. And the Igbos should please sit up. You are not even going to the north. He's not even going to the north. He's not doing anything. You are just spreading lies all over the place, acting films up and down in a very serious matter. Do you know how big a machine Nigeria is? They are talking of 21 point something trillion. You are saying someone that has not handled 500 million. You come and be president. What nonsense is that? Someone who is there that is doing project of 2.5 to 3 billion, executing it, everything. You are saying someone has idea in Anambra. Meanwhile, all the people talking, all of them are in Lagos. I was telling one guy yesterday now. All of you will come to Lagos to come and find a better life. Why you leave Anambra? Why you leave Southeast? You now say, now get the idea of our future day. Say which nonsense future? Look, I'm just correcting it. No, it's the structure that calls it. It is the structure. Anybody that is in anything that has no structure, leave it. He's saying they should vote. They should vote out those that have structure and bring in. See, anytime you are those of you supporting him, anytime you are talking, be checking your intelligence. I'm just telling you, I'm advising. Be checking your intelligence because someone. As you are typing it, as you are saying it, I am just looking at you. And any word that comes up of my mind, any name I call you, please just manage it. I'm not a bully. I'm just telling you the truth. Check your life. He's 61 now. Has nothing to show. The next that he's talking about, that is his family business. He went to the breweries he built. What was his family franchise doing in it? Government money. That's stealing now. Stealing is not corruption. He has nothing to show. He is saving money. Saving money for who? Who is he saving money for? Government uses money to pay salaries to and build critical infrastructure. He's saying he's saving it for who? What is he even saying that even makes sense? You people should reason, and use your intelligence and not your sentiments. Something that happened. Is someone, is youthful, 61. Now, let me now level it. What has youth got to do with it? Yaya Bello that contested APC primaries. He went to Dangote Refinery Cement. And he went to lock it up. Do you know how much Dangote lost in that time? Why would Boa Cement withdrew? That they are not building their own cement factory there. They are saying it's youth. If it is youth, now love now, no be Dangote. I hope you guys have enjoyed it.